Go featuring Corey Asbury and We Grew Up Together on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, and WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450, Richland Center. We're headed toward 41 later. It is 27 degrees. The update at 7 is next, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tariff whiplash. Once again, the White House has paused most of those 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more on how the changes are impacting American businesses.
Grocery store operators among those saying they're struggling to plan, unsure how the potential tariffs will affect them. This lumber distributor says tariffs could cause new home prices to soar.
You could see $10,000 to $15,000 added on to the framing cost of a house. Easily.
Doug Ford, the leader of Ontario, Canada, he says beginning Monday, he'll impose a 25% tariff on electricity from Ontario.
China's foreign minister said this morning China will continue to retaliate, quote, saying, quote, no country should fantasize it can suppress China and maintain a good relationship with China at the same time. The busiest train station in Europe, Gare du Nord in Paris, suspending much of its rail service as an unexploded World War II bomb was found underneath it. This is ABC News. A court has ordered that South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol be released from jail, where he's been since January. He was impeached, then arrested for declaring martial law in December. Don't forget, oh, you'll be an hour late for church or brunch.
It's that time again. Daylight saving time kicks in Sunday when most of the U.S. moves the clock forward 1 hour. The time shift reigniting the debate over whether to do away with changing the clocks, which can also mess with our bodies' circadian rhythms. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has gone on record recommending that seasonal time changes be abolished in favor of a fixed national year-round standard time. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The FBI has determined that a couple of young pranksters aboard Sun Country Flight 593 were the ones responsible for writing a note that read, "You are all going to die, help me." The Minneapolis to Mazatlan flight was diverted to El Paso, where it still sits. The kids won't be prosecuted. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stopping by at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes. comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Big news, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I've taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this the Sortie Deer Camp?
Your founder.
The world-famous Sortie Deer Camp?
The one and the same.
And is that Albert Sodi Sweet Sap Whiskey I see?
You might be so lucky.
I hope it's better than last year.
Yeah, that was sappy.
Yeah, last year was so crazy.
Was it? I remember the sweet sap, but there seems to be some, I don't know, blank spots in my memory.
Well, then you should feel lucky about what I heard.
Oh, what's that?
This town down in Fudsucking, Wisconsin, actually managed to recreate our trip last year.
You mean I get to find out what the heck happened?
Are you sure you want to remember what happened?
Well, if you do, then just mosey down to the Richland Center Auditorium on March the 14th and 15th at 7, and there's an afternoon show March the 16th at 2 in the afternoon. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for those of you who don't know nothing.
Easy and pricey?
Nah, just $10 for the ticket.
Oh, that's pretty cheap, eh?
That sounds good.
Just don't bring no crazy milkshakes from your wife this time.
Don't get me started on that.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
High temperatures in the low 40s today with a slight chance of some light snow this morning. Otherwise, partial sunshine later this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight and a low of 21. Saturday warmer with lots of sunshine and a high of 47. Sunday 54, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer conditions. Right now at WRCO, an east to northeast wind at 2 miles per hour. We're up a couple from the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 27 degrees.
Yeah.
Lambert on WRCO Radio. Getting some kerosene going today. 7:12 the time. We'll see what old Hank Bray is up to. See how his night went. I think it was pretty calm, unless he was abducted by aliens. But if he was, they brought him back, I guess. Anyway, birthdays and anniversaries straight ahead. We'll find out what we need to be celebrating today as well. This is Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on Country and Community, WRCO.
Be nature's friend. I'm alone. baseball and shirt rocks. He's in sawmill slash hole bands. Play some back home, come on music that comes from the heart. Play something with lots of feeling, 'cause that's where music has to start.
The beat, Henry. Just about. Anyway, coming up here, we'll check in with Hank Bray, and also we'll have birthdays and anniversaries for the 7th of March. It's 28 degrees in Richland Center. That is the morning top temperature.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Your first choice for better health.
At-home test or colonoscopy, which screen is right for you? The best person to help answer that is your healthcare provider. Have an open conversation about your risk factors. The important thing is to make sure you're screened. If you need a colonoscopy, the Richland Hospital and Clinics have highly skilled providers ready to take care of you.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello, everybody. Hey.
I'm losing my papers all over the place.
Oh, that's what you went running out
yes.
for.
Yep. Lost some of my papers.
I had not.
Apparently, I lost more than that.
I have not seen anybody run out of the studio that fast since the time that Ron tried to eat some Limburger cheese.
Straight to the bathroom.
Well, I don't know. I think it was outside.
No, somebody's got to clean it up.
Oh, well. But you found what you were looking for, huh?
I did.
That's impressive.
What is on the Edward Jones calendar today?
Well, it's Friday Fish Fry, of course.
Yes.
Big day for fish fries. And,
hey, St. Mary's today.
Yep. St. Luke's has one, too. So it's
awesome.
Good stuff in the area. Dress in Blue Day. Well, I guess we didn't get that memo. We always dress in red, although I forgot what day it was and did not. So
wow.
Apologies. Didn't get that memo.
That's hurtful.
Employee Appreciation Day, Hank.
Calm down, people. Huh? Calm down, ladies. Calm down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's not to me.
No, we appreciate everything you do.
We appreciate everything you do, too. Yeah, seriously, it is.
Thank you.
It
is, in your case, we appreciate everything you don't do, too.
So. Yeah. Hey, did you?
Yes.
Is my Speedos missing?
Yeah, exactly.
Where'd they go?
It's National Cereal Day, National Day of Unplugging. So, turning off all of those devices. Except your radio, of course.
I thought you meant toilets.
Oh, no.
And I'm good at that, too.
Again, TMI.
Hey, we talked about Oreo, the Oreo, cereal yesterday.
Oreo cereal? Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's a little round balls.
Oh, really?
I didn't think that's what you wanted, because,
But they're flavored like Oreos.
Yes.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that I wanted it. I just mentioned that they make it.
Yeah. So it seems to me, though, you're kind of like my grandmother was. I would come to her house. I spent every Wednesday night at her house to go to church with her when I was a young lad. And she goes, boy, that yard sure is getting long.
Uh-huh.
10-4, Granny. I will mow the yard.
Oh.
Or she would say.
Subtle hint.
Yeah. Or she loved rainwater for her flowers and stuff. And she goes, I don't know if I'm getting all the rainwater off the house. I don't know if those gutters are clogged or not.
Ah.
Okay. I will unclog them.
Sure. So I'm like your granny.
Not really. No. Oh. You hint.
Oh.
You don't ask. You hint.
Oh, hint. Well, I just didn't want to bring it up because I wanted to make a good impression on our dietitians that were in the morning show studio.
Oh, they know better.
Ty and Grace and Lindsay.
I offered them cheese balls.
Did you?
Yeah.
And they turned you down. Yeah. I can't believe it.
And then Beth Fruit brought us pecan bars the other day.
I saw that.
Yeah. They're gone. I don't know what
happened.
I don't know what happened to them.
No one else here saw them either. So what the?
Well, okay. they were good.
Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't get any. Sorry. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. So
snooze, you lose around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So John Cosgrove, the Napa dude. I go down there and had to get a new wiper for my truck.
Just one?
Well, he changed them both in the parking lot. Then he threw them at me.
Oh.
And then he said, hey, you need to park over all the way in that handicap spot the way you talk and walk around here.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just letting you know, be careful of John.
All right.
Yeah, John's out there on the loose.
But you got new wipers, so that's
I guess. There ain't no telling what they are on there.
All right. It's National Tartar Sauce Day. I guess that goes along with the Fish Day. It's of course, World Day of Prayer.
Yes, it is. Yep.
So
every day should be a prayer day.
There you go.
So anyway,
amen.
Yes,
from the Church of Hank.
Yeah. I am a minister. You didn't know?
Really?
Yeah, I really am.
We find out things about you every day.
So I was. I am an ordained minister.
Really?
Yeah.
So you could perform a marriage ceremony if you wanted to,
yes,
I guess.
Yes.
Or if somebody wanted you to.
Or not wanted me to.
Yeah.
So anyway, buddy, I'm 0-2 on the marriages, just like you.
Really? Yeah. You didn't preside over your own marriage.
Tried to.
Oh, you did?
No, I tried. It's illegal.
I didn't think you could do that.
No. But,
huh.
But anyway, that's enough about that. You know what researchers found? That imagining doing exercises actually increases muscle strength.
Imagining doing
exercises. Yes, this is a true fact. Researchers found that imagining doing exercises actually increases muscle strength.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work? You've tried it?
Yeah.
I was reading, too, where 15 minutes of shivering is the equivalent of working hard, hard cardio workout.
I heard that.
Yeah, so just all you got to do is just, you know, get yourself, like, maybe jump in the shower and then run outside and lose some weight.
Yeah, and maybe catch a couple colds
well,
now and then.
Sure, but you lose weight, right?
Yeah. Well, no, that's not my goal this year.
Oh, that's right. Your seafood diet.
Yep.
Good day to have it on fish day here.
Well, dolphins shut down half their brains when they sleep, Phil.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
I'm like at full speed when I'm awake.
I was going to say. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know avocados are poisonous to birds?
No.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bunch of facto today.
Yeah. When the Big Mac was first sold in 1968, Phil, it cost 45 cents.
That was expensive.
That was expensive.
Sure it was.
And they are today.
I think the regular burger at that time was 15 cents at McDonald's, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. McDonald's was actually, it was an accident, but how it happened. Did you know that?
The
invention.
Rock Brothers.
Yeah.
I recall, first time off the farm, going to Madison and going to my first McDonald's. It was like
heaven.
Yeah, it was like I have arrived.
Yep.
To go, and then I got a McDonald's moon map because it was about 1969. So everything was space oriented. So I got a moon map. And boy, I just
been there ever since.
Made my life. Huh? Yeah, yeah, I've got it up on my wall.
No, you've been on that moon map ever since.
Yeah, exactly. So. Did you know a 108-year-old Japanese woman has been named the world's oldest female barber?
Really?
By Guinness World Records. The formal recognition brought her much joy, and her satisfied customers honored her as well. The 108-year-old was presented with an official certificate from the international franchise. She says her career has spanned 9 decades, and she owes it all to her customers. Wow.
That's amazing.
108-year-old barber.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, look at my haircut. Looks like I've done it myself again.
Your own bowl.
Yeah. Right? Hey, did you know treadmills were originally invented as a torture device?
No, I'm sure.
No, they really were. Did you not? That's the honest truth.
They still are.
And they still are for a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I've been on a few over the years, but I truly struggle on them, and not because of my lack of being in shape, but I actually get motion sickness.
Really?
Very, very, very easy. So treadmills, especially if I'm gawking around, like, whoa, you know, and I get kind of dizzy.
So us in here spinning you around in the chair is
not a good thing. I'd be sick the rest of the day.
Well, the first stall in a public restroom, Phil, is the cleanest and the least used.
The just first stall.
In a public restroom.
All right. Were you doing that survey yourself? Or
yes, I was.
Okay. Standing there with a towel.
People thought I was weird.
Would you like a thin mint?
It's not. No, I couldn't even afford a thin mint.
Couldn't you?
Would you like a half a mint?
Half a mint? Okay.
Did you know that 70% of people in the world do not use toilet paper, Phil?
I didn't know that.
You do now.
Wow. You're just bringing out all the things that we don't want to know today.
Did you know that Jerry Springer Show had over 3,800 episodes?
Did it really?
Yes.
Mm.
And I have every one of them.
I bet you do. up your alley.
And I haven't been on one of them.
There's always a great fight. Yes. there's a great, in fact, he's in one of the Austin Powers movies. I think it's the second one. But where Dr. Evil and his son Scott go on there.
Oh, yes.
His father, his son isn't evil enough or whatever it is, and they get in this big fight. Yes. It's like every show that ever happened for Jerry Springer show. He was mayor of Cincinnati, I think.
Was he?
I believe so, yeah.
Because he was kind of a politician as well.
Right. And also recorded a country album some years ago.
You have to play a Jerry Springer.
I don't think I have it.
I will find it.
I don't think it ever got mailed.
missed the mail. Did you know Milk Duds? Milk Duds are called Milk Duds because of the candy company's attempt to make them perfectly round failed.
So they were duds.
Correct. For some reason, they always come out a little off. So thus, Milk Dud.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're not always perfectly round.
No, they're not. I've never seen a perfectly round Milk Dud.
No. Well, like, maybe you could sell it like that guy did with that Cheeto that looked like a Pokemon.
What about a Phil Dud?
A Phil Dud. Well, yeah, you're looking at him.
All right, buddy, one more.
All right.
Fish eggs can survive and hatch after passing through a duck.
Did not know that. Who keeps track of such a thing?
Well, let's just say Hank keeps
it. Hank does. Yeah.
Honestly, after you start searching these things everything just pops up like, I don't want to see this stuff, but it's great to let people know.
Yeah, right.
That fish eggs.
That's your public civic duty.
Yeah. Yeah. Buddy, have a good day, I hope. And good luck to all the area athletes tonight.
You bet.
So, and have a great weekend. Be kind and be safe.
All right. That's Hank Bray here on WRCO. It's 28 degrees. We'll get back to birthdays and anniversaries next.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
1876, on this day, Alexander Graham Bell received a U.S. patent for his telephone. You could see how it's become a craze. I'm not sure. Maybe he wouldn't have invented it. I don't know. March 7th, 1965, a march over 500 civil rights demonstrators was violently broken up at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. This day, 60 years ago. And in 2010, filmmaker Kathryn Bigelow became the first woman to win the Academy Award for Best Director, taking the prize for directing the film The Hurt Locker. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes going out. In fact, somehow wires got crossed, so there were a few that were read yesterday that were supposed to be today, but came through on the 6th, as the 6th. So we apologize. I'm not sure where the wires got crossed, but happy birthday to Jennifer Wongkirl from Lori and the Guys, also to Pat Werner from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers, to Kenneth Broker. He had lots of wishes yesterday, and here are a few more from Sandy. Happy birthday today on your real day. Also, happy birthday to Dad from Brian and Kathleen. Happy birthday to great-grandpa Kenny. And wishes today from Alice Coulter and Lindy. And love your family, Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel today. Greetings to Alan Schoonover from your friends at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Have a great day. Happy birthday to Audrey Honer from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. To Janet Kruger, happy and not quite the double nickel speed limit birthday. From Mr. K, Buddy the Dog, and some cat named Jack as well. Janet, happy birthday. To Walt McCarthy from Cindy, Emmett, and Liam. Also to the Jeep Runner, Walt, from your wife, Daisy. Happy birthday, Julia Jones, this weekend from Dad, Mom, Jacob, Josh, Jenna, Colton, Audrey, Zaina, and Isla, or Isla as well. Have a great day today on your 25th. Happy 31st to Josh Jones from the same. Have a great day today. Throw Julia in there as well into the mix, but Dad, Mom, and the family saying happy 31st. Happy birthday wishes, and here's to many more to Marty Roan from Linda. And happy birthday, Marty, from Greg, Megan, Esme, and Wesley. Marty's getting a lot of spankings today for that birthday that he's celebrating, so all the best. If you see him, wish him well. Happy birthday to Martin Roan from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Tiffany Lassie from Butch and Margaret. Also to Tiffany Lassie from Mom and Dad. Have a great day today. From Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, we salute Greg Bailey, Trinity Pete, and Patricia Schneider. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Jeremy Parrish. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Cassandra Clarkson, to Haley Tracy, Julia Jones, Janet Kruger, and Stacy Theed, Walter McCarthy, Martin Roan, Tony Fontana, and Ryan Schmidt. And happy birthday, Kurt Wasinger, from your neighbors, Jane and Michael, on West Preston. Have a really good birthday, Kurt. Now everybody knows it's your birthday.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, your trusted partner for all things auto body repair. We provide exceptional service and quality repairs, ensuring your vehicle gets the care it deserves. Our free loaners keep you on the move, so you're never inconvenienced. With a strong reputation for excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the name you can rely on. Visit us today and experience top-notch service. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
News is coming up. Joanne Krulas will report. A little later on, we'll check sports, including some high school games that went on last night. Girls basketball, boys basketball tonight. State team wrestling this weekend. And Mike Clements will check in by phone as well, talking about sports on the state scene as well. Always interesting to talk to Mike. He gets inside the locker rooms and has the insight and the scoop. Here's one for our special couples, Lauren Bryant on WRCO.
Staring in the mirror, wondering if I'd ever be good enough. Something I used to do. Nowadays, it seems like all I have to do is just be myself.
WRCO, who I am with you. Joanne has the news coming up next. Phil Nee, hoping you have a wonderful Friday.
Big news. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long. You might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 29 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Cloudy with a 40% chance of light snow, especially in the southern area. Minor accumulations of under an inch possible. Partial sunshine later this afternoon with a high of 41. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 21. After a low of 25, it's currently 29 degrees in Richland Center.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Iowa County suffered its third traffic fatality of 2025 yesterday. Just before noon, the Iowa County 911 Center was alerted to a single vehicle crash on State Highway 191 just east of County Highway W in the township of Ridgeway. Emergency responders have determined that the driver, Daniel Schutte, 55 of rural Blanchardville, had sustained life-threatening injuries. Investigators determined that Schutte was the sole occupant and driver of the vehicle, which was traveling eastbound on State Highway 191 when it veered off the roadway and struck a rock embankment. Schutte was pronounced dead at the scene by Iowa County Coroner Wendell Hamlin. As a result of the investigation, State Highway 191 was closed for approximately 2 hours. Speed nor alcohol appear to be a factor in the crash of the death of Daniel Schutte, 55, of rural Blanchardville. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson has provided an update on the ongoing missing persons investigation involving Erica Parr. Erica has been located safe in another jurisdiction. He adds he is proud of his team, the Child Protective Services Unit of the Vernon County Department of Human Services, and state and local partners for all their time and efforts. Trump administration layoffs at the National Weather Service have experts concerned. The weather guys, UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman, say any pullback of the severe weather forecast provided by National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at the agencies. Martin says the services provided by the National Weather Service and NOAA cannot be easily or quickly replicated. There are National Weather Service offices in La Crosse, Green Bay, and Milwaukee Sullivan, and offices in the Twin Cities and Duluth serving western Wisconsin. The numbers to be let go at the Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration remain unclear. The latest Marquette University Law School poll of Wisconsin voters finds divided views on President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. Trump's approval rating is at 48% to 51% disapproval among Wisconsin voters. This figure is slightly higher than when Trump first occupied the White House 8 years ago. In the March 2017 poll, Trump's approval was at 41% and 47% disapproved. In this year's poll, Trump's support is worse with independents, where he polled with net positive ratings in 2017, but net negative ratings now. The poll found that voters have a more negative view of Elon Musk, who has a 41% favorable to 53% unfavorable rating. Among independent voters, Musk fares even worse, with just 29% viewing him favorably to 58% unfavorable. The poll is among registered voters in Wisconsin and has a slight Republican lean in its sample. At the state capitol, lawmakers debate a bill that would require school districts to implement policies stating that parents determine the names and pronouns of students used by school staff. Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barbara Dittrich co-authored the legislation.
In our schools, we don't allow our kids to take a Tylenol without permission from parents. A major life choice, and transitioning and changing your name, it is a major life choice, is something parents should be involved in.
Transgender rights supporters voiced their opposition to a bill that would require local school districts to implement such policies.
If these bills were to pass, I fear that young people would have fewer people to go to, that there would be an increase in bullying, self-harm, and suicide among our young people.
They need just one place to have their risk of suicide be reduced dramatically. This bill, AB 103, will take away one of those places.
Representatives from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and Moms for Liberty Wisconsin support the bill, stating that parents should determine the names and pronouns of students used by school staff.
Imagine discovering that for months, school staff have been treating your daughter as if she is your son, or vice versa, without you knowing about it. I've received that call from far too many Wisconsin parents in the last few years.
If a child under 18 isn't legally allowed to drop out of school without parental consent, how is it that a school is allowed to create a whole new identity for that same child without their parents' consent?
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he would veto any legislation he feels harms Wisconsin's LGBTQ plus youth. Four Wisconsin voters whose ballots were not counted in the November presidential election have initiated a class action lawsuit seeking $175,000 in damages each. The voters were among 193 in Madison whose ballots were misplaced by the city clerk and not discovered until weeks after the election. Not counting the ballots didn't affect the result of any races. The Wisconsin Elections Commission investigated but did not determine whether the Madison clerk failed to comply with state law or abused her discretion. UW Health has been named the best hospital in Wisconsin. Newsweek released its annual Best Hospitals in the World rankings, putting UW Health at the top statewide and 27th in the nation. The publication named Mayo Clinic the top hospital in the world. While it's headquartered in Rochester, Minnesota, it also has locations in western Wisconsin. Health experts are warning of another tough flu season in Wisconsin next year following a canceled FDA meeting. The agency recently announced the cancellation of its meeting with the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. The meeting typically sees a committee of independent experts make recommendations about which strains of the flu to target the following winter, so mass production of those vaccines can begin before the flu season starts. Wisconsin saw an uptick in respiratory viruses this winter amid lower vaccination rates. Law enforcement authorities across the state will be stepping up their impaired driving enforcement this month. Departments will deploy increased patrols to discourage residents from driving while intoxicated and are warning residents that there will be a zero-tolerance policy for impaired driving in open containers. The increased and highly visible enforcement efforts are meant to encourage residents to plan their ride ahead if they intend to consume alcohol. They're also encouraging other drivers to report any suspected impaired driving. New data published shows high school graduation rates in the state are at an all-time high. For the 2023-24 school year, 91.1% of Wisconsin high school students graduated on time, marking the highest rate since the four-year adjusted cohort was introduced in 2009-10. The data is part of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's annual certified data release, with the department's WISE-Public Portal also being updated and certified enrollment figures for 2024-25, along with 2023-24 attendance rates and more. In 2023, the DPI partnered with Graduation Alliance using federal ESSER funding to re-engage chronically absent and academically at-risk students. The Engage Wisconsin program has seen continued success. Data release shows chronic absenteeism rates fell to 17.7% for the 2023-24 school year, while attendance rates climbed to 92.4%, marking the lowest and highest levels, respectively, since the 2020-21 school year.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Friday, March 7th. Catherine Marie, Kathy Vodak, 66 of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery near Yuba. Friends may call at the church today from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Catherine Marie, Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died last Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died February 26th of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95, of Plain, died Monday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, followed by military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398 and burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95, of Plain. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, March 15th, at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday, March 15th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Mardell Brown, Martha Gillingham, 68, of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held in Palmer Lake, Colorado. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with local arrangements. Mardell Brown, Martha Gillingham, 68, of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center.
The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town and Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Town and Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town and Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM 1450 AM in
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump standing by his decision to temporarily reverse the tariffs put in place just a few days ago, even though Canada and China say they will keep reciprocal tariffs in place for now. The Trump administration trying to refocus its efforts to slim down the federal workforce. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has that.
As Trump works to downsize the federal government, he's taking steps to restrain Elon Musk after cabinet members voiced concern about mass firings. Trump now emphasizing it's cabinet members who will decide which workers stay in employed, not Musk. Trump now vowing to cut the federal workforce with a scalpel rather than a hatchet.
Setback for SpaceX after last night's Starship rocket launch ended in an explosion that could be seen as far away as the Caribbean. An unexploded bomb from World War II found not far from the busy Gare du Nord train station in Paris. Minesweepers were sent to the site, but a nearby road was shut down. Eurostar service is also suspended. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?